The Guardsmen Gate was locked on November 4th, which prohibits traffic from traveling between Park City and Midway and Big Cottonwood Canyons. Hundreds of inches of snow fall in the area every winter, and until 9 years ago, the road wasn't plowed and mostly inaccessible except for snowmobiles. But the residents of Brighton Estates petitioned the Utah Department of Transportation to allow them to plow the upper reaches of SR 224 so they can drive to their homes in Wasatch County. Once the gate is locked, the only ones through are those who pay to get a key to open it. Brighton Estates Property Owners Association plow manager Matt Meinhold says the association is charging residents $600 for a key to the gate this year. That's up from $400 last winter. He says they haven't talked to Park City officials about any arrangements for others to access Bonanza Flat via the Guard Road.
Understand that the road, Park City, and Brighton Estates Homeowners Association are entirely separate entities. Brighton Estates deals with UDOT exclusively about the road because that is a state highway. Park City has nothing to do with the road. Because they own the property around the road doesn't mean that the access will change unless they specifically approach UDOT.
Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says Meinhold is right.
The existing policy direction from the City Council is that we have an interest in that road, maintaining sort of seasonal access, the seasonal aspects of that road. We do not want to currently see that road open year-round. So that's actually a UDOT gate, as most folks know, and we don't have any control over that. So we're not having any discussions, at least that I'm aware of and that I can speak for, with UDOT about the gate. I mean, right now, the gate is functioning much like we think it should. It's retaining the seasonal access. I think it was closed a few weeks ago. And then we are in the background with the resource inventory. We are looking at other ways to help people access that piece of land, particularly when the gate is closed in the winter. And I don't think we're quite there yet, but we do believe that something will probably come out of the resource inventory planning process that will help us make sure that it was publicly vetted, people had a chance to provide comment and feedback, and then all the other entities that are involved, Wasatch County, Summit County, have a chance to weigh in.
Dia says the city has spent the past several months doing a resource inventory with Utah Open Lands to better understand Bonanza Flat.
We've had several discussions in a city council meeting to solicit input from the public, as well as we have two stakeholder groups. We have a jurisdictional stakeholder groups, meaning Wasatch County, Summit County, Park City Municipal, all sorts of different jurisdictional stakeholders. And then we have a technical stakeholder group of trail specialists, transportation specialists. So we have two different groups working on sort of this resource inventory plan, which will help guide and direct the uses that are allowed up there, how people get in and out of Bonanza Flat. And we're currently engaged in that process. And the last time we were discussing that was actually 2 weeks ago on November 9th.
Park City Trails and Open Space Program Manager Heinrich Dieters has been working with Utah Open Lands and city-appointed facilities and resource groups to determine the future use of the 1,350 acres. He says it's important to first understand the land and what needs to be done to protect it before worrying about access.
I think it's the most prudent path to basically sit back and look at what's going on up there. And we haven't had a clamoring of people saying, hey, we want to get up there right away, if we can even get them up there. So, you know, I think my biggest concern up there is making sure that we don't love it to death. So I think all of the property has a carrying capacity of some, you know, extent, and understanding, A, what that is first before making plans is probably the wise thing to do.
Dias and Dieters agree. Nothing will happen this winter in terms of the city providing resident access to Bonanza Flat during the winter months. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.